non-residential retreat. It's 3 days in this building. I forgot to write it down. May 10-ish. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Please look on the website. Or I have flyers. Oh, look at this. The flyer is right here. Feel my feet. Okay. May 10 through 12. Judy and Jack in this room. 3 days. Oh, the topic is, or the title is, Loving Awareness. And it is for experienced meditators. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Welcome to Spirit Rock. Welcome to the Great Hall.
Have a good evening. Thank you, Romy. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Happy Earth Day. It is, as Romy said, a beautiful day to celebrate and reflect on this beautiful, precious blue-green planet that we live on. So, had I thought this through, I would be having us all sit outside, but maybe we can do something creative at the break to get outside and do a little practice. I'm going to mix it up a little bit, have some audio and some video for you to watch. Now, where does the video happen, Jesse? Behind me? Okay, great. I won't be able to see it. Okay, that's okay. We're going to be contemplating the Earth and our relationship and love and whatever else we feel in relationship to what's happening. So, So look out the window for a second, just, you know, with the windows you can see out of, and just look at this beautiful place, look at this land, look at these green hills, this beautiful light, spring in its full glory. And what a blessing to be here. A blessing to have this fecund wildness. I just came back from a couple of days up in Sonoma, hiking and biking, and this just exquisite, beautiful green mountains and hills. And I hope you've all been getting outside this weekend and other times. Just, you know, what a joy. What a natural way to uplift and gladden the mind and the heart. So what we're going to do tonight, we'll meditate together, but the first part of that, so I was just sitting at a retreat up the hill with a monk called Venerable Anālya, a wonderful Buddhist monk. And one of the things I love about sitting up in the Great Hall up there is the serenade that happens from the frogs this time of year. It's just this beautiful cacophony of sound. And sometimes we hear them here, but not so much. So because there's not so much sound from the outside, I'm going to play us a little forest wildlife sound to meditate to. So as many of you know, I lead a lot of my retreats and courses outside in nature and the forest and the mountains. And so much of the practice is oriented around opening the senses to the natural world. And so since this practice of mindfulness is an embodied practice, a sensory awareness practice, then we can use our senses as a portal to present moment awareness. And for some and for many, it's actually a very easy and beautiful doorway into present moment awareness. So as you hear the sounds, so I'm going to invite you to assume your professional meditation posture. So sitting upright, feet on the floor, with as much sort of uprightness in the chest and the spine, but also relaxed. Let there be a sense of ease and relaxation and spaciousness. And I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, unless you're sleepy or that's not comfortable, then just lower your gaze. And first just take a moment to arrive in this moment sitting feeling your body supported, touching the ground, touching the earth through your feet and your legs and your buttocks. Sitting and aware of sitting. And allowing the busyness and the rushing and the doing to settle. Let your awareness settle in your body as the body settles on the earth. Leaving all your preoccupations and worries at the door by your shoes. And simply arriving here in this moment, sitting still, orienting to stillness. Nothing to do but be present. Present to your body, sitting, aware of the body breathing itself, so arriving in this temple of the body. And then as we start to hear the sounds, then not losing touch with this very settled, relaxed, open sense of embodied attention, let the awareness open to hearing, to sounds. And let the awareness be open, spacious, receptive. Imagining you're sitting in the forest. Not needing to visualize or think about the source of the sound, just allow the sound to wash over you like the breeze blows through the trees. Hearing and aware of hearing, sensing and aware of sensing. Noticing your relationship to the sound, curious, liking, not liking. Noticing how sounds allure us to the present moment. When your attention wanders, is it naturally well? Returning over and over to sitting, sensing your body, aware of sounds coming and going. The sounds fade, attuning to what remains in the silence, in the soundscape that's already here. Inner sounds, outer sounds, human sounds, nature sounds. And then attuning awareness to breath. Allowing that awareness of the sensations of breathing to settle and ground the attention. Feeling the naturalness of breath. And the breath, part of organic life, connecting us to all breathing things. Breathing of the same air, inhaling oxygen, released from grasses, trees, plankton, plants, lungs of the earth. And as we exhale, that carbon dioxide reabsorbed by those same photosynthesizing life. So each breath connects us with all life, all breathing organisms, all photosynthesizing plants, trees, forests. And each time you notice the attention wanders, that itself is a moment of recognition, of awareness, and simply reestablish mindfulness here, this moment, sitting and aware of your body, sitting, breathing, aware of this breath of life, gratitude for the oxygen that keeps us alive. Gratitude for this heart, these lungs that keep us alive. Now practice just to simply inhabit present to our physical experience, moment by moment by moment. In this last part of the meditation, I want you to either visualize or call to mind the earth, and in particular, something, some place that touches you. Could be these green hills, the forests here, the trickling streams, the beautiful bird song, the animals that walk through this land, or some particular special place, tree, animal. Especially something that's touched you recently. Perhaps something this spring, with all the abundance of flowers and blossoms, grasses. And just notice what happens in your heart when you call to mind a place or places or beings or species that touch you, that move you in some way. Noticing if there's any quality of gratitude or appreciation. And letting your heart radiate kindness, love, gratitude to whatever it is that touches you, moves you, inspires you in nature. In the same way that you may feel touched by love or benevolence, can you also radiate and extend that back to the natural world? May all the beings of this land be healthy and safe and protected. May all beings, all species, all endangered species, be safe and protected. May all peoples of this earth be safe and protected. Beings here, all creatures, all animals, beings of the sea, of the sky, of the land, be safe, and be healthy, and thrive. This beautiful earth herself be protected and live with health and conditions that allow all life here to thrive. Okay, so nice to sit together in this lovely stillness. And so we'll take a break for about 15 minutes. What I'm going to suggest, one, say hello to each other, say hello to your neighbors. But at the break, see if part of your conversation can be, what does Earth Day mean to you? What does Earth Day mean to you? Maybe it means nothing to you. Maybe you didn't even know it was Earth Day. It's like, what's Earth Day? Or maybe it's like, oh no, it's my favorite day of the year. I celebrate this beautiful Earth and all that we've been given, or whatever. Just have that as part of the conversation. And if you don't know anybody, just go up to someone and say, what does Earth Day mean to you? Hi, I'm so-and-so. What does Earth Day mean to you? Okay, enjoy your break. We'll be back in 15. Thanks.